Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Hey, what's up? This is In This League
right here on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. My name is Chris Welch. His name is Scott Bogman.
Hello.
We do a show on this network that sometimes you listen to.
It's on right now.
Mm-hmm. You don't even have to go like find it on demand because we're happening right now. But in the next segment, I'll tell you to go back and listen unless you miss this incredible segment that we're about to do. Clearly, it's going to be awesome. And thisleague.com is where you can find the happenings, the stuff that we do. You can go also to patreon.com/ITL Army. If you want to give up some of your hard-earned money, the money that you've, you know, you've broken your back, it's blood, sweat, tears, and you're just like, how can I burn it? How can I burn this money?
This is the weirdest read I've ever heard.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry. This is a read. Patreon.com/ITL Army. It's our insider program where we have lots of sports-based stuff. You can talk with all the rest of the In This League people on our GroupMe apps. You can get involved in the secret shows we do, where the last secret show, Bogman had, you kind of broke a trend.
I broke a streak.
Yeah, you did. There was a streak that was broken, an 18-year streak. I mean, this is something that SportsCenter would do three segments on. Skip Bayless would be going nuts about it. And
can he do it?
Yeah, exactly. Can he do it again? It's the longest streak in eating history. Bogman and Taco Bell. You broke that and you ate Taco Bell on our most recent show, a secret show, because 18 years ago, you got sick and you ordered the exact same meal. Which, by the way, is there a comfort or maybe something disturbing that like a place has the exact same menu items 18 years later? I mean, I suppose McDonald's has had like whatever.
Yeah, the Big Mac's been around since before we were around, so
I don't know.
I think that itself is comforting, the fact that people like something long enough to keep it around for that long is comforting.
There's been plenty
of fast food places been around for a long, long time, so but this is what happens when you run out ideas for a show. You know, you wind up going to this I've never done this in 18 years, so I love my listeners. I'll give them this.
Yeah, actually, you know things are going well when you're just like, well, never did this before. Haven't done this in 10 years. This is what we'll do for the show.
I mean, it was fine. I tell you what, in this has been brought up and people are upset that I said it. Just thoroughly unimpressed with Taco Bell. You know, I didn't get sick again.
Well,
but the food was just like,
You had some gurgles.
I definitely had a couple gurgles. You know, probably more brought on from the, you know, 18 years since. But
I was about to say, like, I'm going through, because I've on this, like, really obnoxious, like, workout eating trend that I've been doing
for
about
4 months.
It's made
you just miserable. Can you please just eat something good?
Well, occasionally,
you'd be happy again.
That's kind of where I'm going with it. Is like, you know, I'll be have like a month or something where the worst stuff I'll have is like, you know, have some beer or whatever. And I'm just eating salads and just good food and whatever. But then in this 4 months, I've had like a random week or two where I kind of broke it. And then I'll go to like Culver's and I'll do what I would have done like 6 months ago. And I'm like, let's pack it. Let's go. Let's pack it on. Get all the stuff. And then I get like halfway through and my stomach's like, Nope.
Yeah.
And like, I think to myself, is this worth it? Because when I was a disgusting pig and I ate this every day, like I was fine. I could plow through any of this. I could plow through three different portions of it and it's all good.
Well, it's the same thing as
killing myself, but I was okay. Now I'm not okay.
It's the same thing as when you start a diet, right? You start a diet and you're getting, you know, if you're like me and you haven't had vegetables in a long time, you're shoveling all this green stuff down your gullet and, you know, having all this fruit and everything. And then what does it do? Does it make a timely, easy pass to your system? No way.
You're like, what is this, broccoli?
Yeah.
Is that carrot?
It gives you the bubble guts, and then coming out, it's even worse. So,
yeah.
It's the same thing. You haven't been eating that horrible stuff for a long time, so your body's like, what the hell are we doing? I thought we were over this.
Yeah, it's like, whoa. But that's the same feeling you get when you don't eat something for 18 years, and your body's like, whoa, buddy. I don't know what's going on here. You eat the Taco Bell. But yeah, you weren't people were a little bit upset that we weren't really digging it.
Yeah, it just wasn't really for me. I got a chalupa. It was disgusting. I got a nacho ball grande. That was okay. And the chicken quesadilla is still good, but very small. And it was expensive. So not expensive, but it's like, you know, $4 for this little tiny quesadilla back in my day when I ate at the Welsh. It was fairly large. It had 6 pieces. This thing had 4 pieces. So
wait, what? What had 6 pieces? The
quesadilla.
You think they
had
just cut it differently?
It's smaller. Like, it's in a smaller bag, too. So
how do all these companies think this is going to work, by the way? Everything was big. We were small. We ate it. We became big. And they're like, well, let's make it smaller. Like, these fat asses are all eating all this, too much of this food now. So let's make it smaller. It's cyclical. Like, all of a sudden, in, like, 4 years, all the calorie counting, everything's got calories on it. We're going to get smaller.
No, it's not going to work.
Too late.
People still want, you just think about, people, so a lot of people have very little satisfaction in their life, what's the one thing you can do and know you're going to be satisfied? You can eat horrible food. It hurts no one except yourself, and you're satisfied afterwards. Now, a lot of time it's for 11 seconds, and then you go, oh, why did I eat that crap?
What's your favorite fast food, by the way?
Favorite fast food? Whataburger.
Okay, because we did another perk where we steal your money over at patreon.com/ITLArmy, where we did
Will you stop saying that?
I don't know. Sorry.
You pay us money, and we give you all kinds of high-end content.
Yeah. You pay us money, and then we don't do anything for it.
No, we do a lot.
We actually do way too much for it, by the way. But, you want to support the cause. One of the things we did was a fast food like tournament poll. Very original content. Nobody does tournament March Madness. No one's ever done a March Madness poll
We wanted to know our listeners, our army. We wanted to know what they thought.
Yeah. Next thing we'll do the Disney one or we'll do the porn one. That's very original content. No one else is doing it. And in that one, didn't Taco Bell win?
Taco Bell won.
Taco Bell won. But it was a little we made it too subjective. And I think, you and I kind of made the decisions through them, didn't we? Did we? I think we bracketed them.
Well, we decided which ones were going to go in. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know what? We decided the final four, and then we put a voting system in, I think, for the final four.
Is that what we did? Okay.
I think that's what we did.
I think that sounds correct. So
I'm curious what people are
saying. The people nominated places, and we decided what went in, too. So.
Yeah, we didn't put enough attention into seeding them properly because we had a couple Chick-fil-A got a bad matchup, I think is what it was. And then we put
you got to notch Chick-fil-A though. They're not open on Sundays.
That is a big notch. Yeah. It's a notch down.
The I saw some picture on Reddit, of course, and it was a McDonald's in front of a Chick-fil-A, and it said, our chicken sandwich is $2, even on Sundays.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
You know what? That's a good point. Like, if I had the ability to do any of these chain restaurants, I would just go Target wherever a Chick-fil-A was, and I would do something just like that. And I would just have a sign out in front and make a Sunday comment towards
it. Yeah, hedonism Sundays or whatever.
Sure.
And you could party in the Chick-fil-A parking lot because no one's there.
I like it. Yeah, the Church of McDonald's, open on Sundays. or whatever you need. We're taking donations. 10%
tithing.
Who's
your God? It's Ray Kroc.
Yeah. Tithes to McDonald's on Sundays, please.
Praise be him who made cheeseburgers and fries.
I would. It's making me hungry. I would be curious at what listeners' takes are their favorite fast food restaurants. Can you do Taco Bell? Or you know what? Better yet. You know what? I don't care what you have to say about your favorite restaurant. What's the place you don't eat anymore? Where's the place you can't
eat? There
you
go.
I want to know your misery. So tweet us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? What fast food restaurant can you not eat anymore? And I will open
it
up.
Because they got sick or just because maybe they're tired of it? Do we need a reason or it's just this is a place I just won't go?
Like, I don't want you.
I feel like everyone is going to say McDonald's.
Yeah, it's okay. See, that's exactly what I don't want. I don't want I'm kind of sick of McDonald's and whatever. Like, because you had it 400 times and whatever. No, I want you don't have to give the reason, but if you're choosing them, make sure it's for a good reason. You got sick. They're the most disgusting. Because don't tell me McDonald's is the most disgusting, because it's not, because they have the best fries of anybody, and it's not close.
It doesn't matter. Did you see the guy that ate a Big Mac every single day of his life or whatever?
It was a documentary. Well, no, he did for a year, Morgan Spurlock.
No, not that stupid. The guy most recently, I'm looking it up on Wikipedia. Donald A. Gorski, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin native, an American world record holder.
Wisconsin, shocker. One of the place that has the eight out of 10 heaviest people on the planet, heaviest counties in the planet was from Wisconsin.
I think this dude was skinny. I remember seeing a picture of him. But
when your body starts to eat itself alive because you have cancer from eating fast food every day.
I think as long as you walk 8 miles every day to get your Big Mac, you should be all right. A world record holder and Big Mac enthusiast, he is best known for having eaten 30,000 Big Mac hamburgers from the U.S. God. Fast food chain McDonald's in his lifetime and winning a place in the Guinness Book of Records. He claims that Big Mac constitutes 90% to 95% of his total solid food intake. He is featured in the documentary Super Size Me. And Don Gorski, Mac Daddy, he's the author of 22,477 Big Macs that came out in 2008. Wait, there was something on him the other day. Let's see. This is what it was. On May 4th, 2018, Gorski ate his 30,000th Big Mac.
How old is that guy?
Born in 53.
Wow.
So I'd make him old.
Dead in 2019.
I think he was a skinny dude, if I remember seeing the picture right. But I mean, is there anything you could eat every single day?
That's a great question. Grapes, maybe?
Grapes?
Sharp cheddar cheese.
How about something as a meal every day?
Closest is macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese?
I think macaroni and cheese is universal, the greatest food alive. I mean, pizza. I think a lot of people are made pizza. I could find myself eating cheese pizza every single day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do it to his level. I get sick of stuff pretty quick, and I do go through cycles.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. This guy just never cycled off. 30,000 Big Macs. That's insane.
I just wouldn't trust that guy.
Why? Look, whoever is writing Popeye now, you need to change Wimpy to Don. That needs to be the guy's name. Or name him Gorski, whatever.
Yeah.
Because this dude is eating 30,000 Big Macs. That's incredible.
I mean, the guy's just I'm not trying to be crude, but everyone's waiting for this guy to die. And they're going to be like, look at the effects of fast food. And it's like, well, dude, he ate 30,000 every single day.
Well, he's made it to 64. So, he's walking it off. Let's see.
There's literally of those 30,000, if each one counted as a piece of meat, there's only 30% total meat that he ate of that entire thing. There's seaweed and dog and whatever else in McDonald's.
Dog.
Allegedly.
Oh, come on.
I mean, whatever they put in. I don't know what they put in it.
Here's the.
Neither do you.
I have here. I sent you a link here on our sheet. That is images of this guy, Don Gorski. He looks like a weird hippie looking
dude. Is this going to be Matt Duffy's cat? Okay.
No, it's not. It's not Matt Duffy's
cat. I mean, Jesus Christ. This guy looks like old pictures of him. He just looks like Jim Morrison, and now this. You know what? I believe this guy has had a Big Mac every single day. With those sideburns, those decision making that he's made, this guy is those glasses.
He has Jim Carrey's like bowl haircut from Dumb and Dumber, but it's like Jim Carrey in the front and then 17 feet long in the back.
And
it's very
and he's got mutt chops that go down to his chin.
Plus, he has
John Lennon glasses on.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to think of who it was. Yeah, I guess John Lennon glasses.
You know, this is someone. Well, there's a lot of things I could say here. This is just not someone I would trust my family. I believe this is the guy
that's
sitting.
This guy could wind up being like Jared from Subway.
Yeah, I believe this is a guy that walks into a McDonald's every single day. Maybe this might even be a guy that someone straps a bomb around his neck and they send into a bank.
Come on,
there's a documentary.
He's an evil genius.
Made. I'm just saying, it's a little Brian Wellesley.
You think he writes to a woman named Marge all the time?
Marge.
These are all the letters I got from Marge.
Yeah, well, I mean that wasn't Wells. This is not a trustworthy looking person, but I mean, good for him. There's no way he pays for these burgers anymore, right?
I can't imagine that pays for it. He's probably got one of them gold
cards.
He wrote a book about McDonald's.
For it with his life. Yeah.
So 64 though. 64 is not bad. If he can make it another 16 years, he's making it well above average.
I mean, it just keeps
sinking for us.
You would be happy as hell to make it to 64 and you're eating fast food every day, but it's not McDonald's.
Yeah, but it's probably like the stuff I'm eating from is probably worse than one Big Mac a day. I guess this guy's, he said 90 to 95% is probably eating two or three of these a day.
No way you could live off of eating Whataburger every day.
No.
After a year, you're going to die.
I can barely make it right now.
Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Tweet us, what is the one fast food restaurant you will not eat? And I will gladly take all of your burner accounts that you want to tweet. You could tweet us the same answer from five of your own burner accounts if that's what you got to do. That takes us to the subject. We're not going to just talk fast food the whole show, even though we could. But this is a sports station, and it's a fantasy sports station. And guess what? We talk about fantasy sports, even though it might not seem like it. We do like to have fun here and like to talk about everything. We're going to talk about Brian Colangelo, and we're going to talk about Eric J, and we're going to talk about Still Ballin' and whatever the hell the other accounts are. So let's get into it. We're going to talk a little bit of basketball and Brian Colangelo and all the burner accounts, but it doesn't mean that you can't tweet us with those wonderful answers that I am looking for from you guys. But don't go anywhere. Little Brian Colangelo, little bit of a burner. Have you ever had a burner account? Oh, wait. Bogman has a burner account. I actually know that you have a burner account. Yeah. I don't have a burner account.
I'm not ashamed of it.
I might make a burner account. I got some things to get off my chest.
I'll explain why. I have no shame, but I'll explain why.
You got a burner Instagram too, right? Well, burner dilution?
They can't put the good stuff on Instagram.
Okay. Making sure. All right. Don't go anywhere. I am the Welsh. That is the Bogman. We'll be right back. It's In This League.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Where are we gonna go?
Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called
In This League.
Welcome back. It is In This League. Do you want your chance to win two tickets to a 2018 World Series game, Bogman?
Yes, I do.
I know I do. Well, go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. There you will find a link to a free DFS baseball contest every day. The contests are sponsored by DKMS, who are looking for your help in the fight against blood cancer. For many patients, a bone marrow transplant is the best chance for survival. Well, I mean, our guy might need one of these, by the way, our McDonald's guy.
Dan Gorski?
It's possible. While 30% of patients can find a matching donor in their families,
blood type is secret sauce.
70% nearly 14,000. Wow, nearly 14,000 each year must rely on a benevolent stranger to step up and donate. Find out how you can help and play in free DFS contests with a shot at winning two tickets to a 2018 World Series game. Go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. That's dailyroto.com/DKMS. Burner accounts. Not just Brian Colangelo, but it is confirmed. I know this is a secret. Now, I don't know the extent of it. There are burner Bogman accounts out there.
There's only one, and it's, you know, for porn.
Okay. So. At least you just got to it. At least you didn't beat around the bush on the radio. You're like, oh, it's for, like, a special type of entertainment. You're like, nope, it's for porn.
Well, I mean, and here's the deal, right? I'm not really – I openly talk about porn all the time. I don't care. Like, you know –
Let's use a different word here for a minute. Let's use adult entertainment.
Okay.
I'm not sure that's better. But.
So the porn we'll call adult entertainment from now on, the Welsh.
A-E.
But yeah, so I have a burner account, but it's really it's not because I'm ashamed of like the follows. It's the people that follow you back and all of those, you know, we call it
bots?
To be careful about.
Yeah, I know. You're the bots.
Cam bots. Girl season.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, yeah. It's a great season when you get 12,000 follows and it's the bot. It's the cam
bots. You can follow none of that and still get, oh, hey, I like your profile. Follow me at this and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, give me tokens and all that stuff.
I followed a very favorite of mine.
You just
actress.
Follow Lisa Ann. She's in the fantasy industry.
That's true. Yeah. Sophia D is someone that I'm a fan of.
Sophie D.
Sophie. And I followed her, and then my Instagram was like,
the messages. 100. This one's sending you messages.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? And it's like, oh my God. Okay. So
same thing happened when I followed Lexi Bell.
Okay. Yep. So you have a Twitter and an Instagram burner.
I don't have an Instagram because, like I said before, they don't show the good stuff on Instagram. So
okay, so
care?
You just because I was gonna say you just follow them all on the In This League, just the straight up In This League.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
because Bogman's Instagram is the In This League one, where mine is my own.
Yeah, I mean, what? Who cares?
Man, nobody In This
cares.
League, they follow a lot of people. Oh, look at that! It's all
oh
of
my
Vivid.
God, it's Lexi.
It's
oh,
everyone
that
works at Pornhub. Okay,
and no, it's more for that. Plus, like. I feel like the more of those, you know, the more of the adult stars that you follow, the more likely your stuff is to get hacked. You know what I mean? I've had my Twitter account hacked a couple times. I don't want that happening.
You have.
So I keep it to the one I don't care about. So, and there you go. And I rarely ever use it, but I'll jump on there like once a month and take a look, see what's going on in the old world.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So. Maybe go make some comments. Yelling at Bogman about Steeler takes.
Zero tweets. And I don't have – I actually looked at this like the last time I was on. It was like a week or two ago.
Do you follow yourself?
No.
Oh,
no.
Dang.
And,
I want to find it. Give me a hint.
But I was looking for like, did somebody accidentally follow me here? And nobody has. It's all those, you know, come look at my, my videos, honey. All those,
you know, what's
follow me.
What's a worry about that? And I'm surprised you haven't had it. I guess it happened. This happens way more on Facebook. But I have like I have a personal Twitter, and then I have the Welsh Twitter.
Never gone on my phone with the burner, by the way, ever.
Okay, maybe that's what it is, because like this personal Twitter, which by the way I haven't been on for 3 or 4 years. I will see recommendations of people, but actually maybe it's attached to my email, because like on my Welsh one, I will see recommendations of like people that I've never followed on Twitter, but I think it might be Gmail based. So you gotta be a little bit careful about that, because what I'm waiting for
separate Gmail account for that one too.
Yeah, see, I do too though. It goes to it's a whole thing. Like,
but I've
hint.
Never connected that one with my other one.
Give me a hint of the name.
No.
Okay. This is like my e-sport, when I was 13 years old, my e-wrestling name.
Yeah. You'll never say that. You'll never get my email address for that.
Okay. Well, what we did get was Brian Colangelo, I mean, current, I guess, GM of the Sixers.
Yeah. What time is it?
Yeah, exactly. This is a pretty incredible. The entire thing is incredible. I give a big appreciation for this, because Bogman and I are not writers. We're having this whole conversation that I'm not going to delve into off air, just about, you know, this industry, the sports industry, the fantasy sports industry. It's very it's very driven by writing. You know, people, I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why, because that's the mainstay. That's what it's always been. But like, it's, even though podcasts and radio and stuff like that in this world are getting bigger, it's still all driven by writing. So sometimes, like, and this isn't fair, all kind of blogs have this what are all these tryhards for? Why are they, trying so hard? Like, I read this article, fantastic freaking article on Fangraphs that someone put together, and I was reading it, and I had this moment where I was like, how long did this take? Why would someone put the effort into writing this thing? It had to take so long. But then you remember,
it's
like,
passion.
Yeah, and I loved reading it. But then you see this thing that happened with The Ringer, and you're like, oh yeah, journalism. I forgot, because this is incredible. That who the hell was it?
Journalists.
I already forgot. No credit to them at The Ringer.
Ben, what's his name?
McAdoo?
Ben Detrick wrote this.
I have it. Yeah, Dietrich.
Dietrich.
Yeah, Ben Dietrich. He wrote this on the 29th, and the scope of, like, it's a movie. It's essentially like a movie, because he gets a tip in his DMs from an account that was just created of this person that's like, hey, I run, you know, this AI, and it follows trends and tracks them, and I've uncovered this thing with Brian Colangelo. And then he goes and he kind of investigates. He ends up calling, you know, whoever the Sixers management or whoever it was, saying, I found two of these that could be linked to Colangelo, and doesn't reveal the other three. Then all of a sudden the other three go away, and then the investigation opens up. We start to learn, and the rumors that the mystery account might have been Hinky, because Hinky's working in artificial intelligence in Stanford, and there's a rumor that he may have leaked that. And we're sitting in this place now, and these burner accounts, everyone knows the story. You know, they're just tearing apart and ripping everything up. And they're ripping all the team up, the organization, defending Colangelo. There's one of my favorite ones, Boggs, was he was commenting on, like, a, I don't know if it was a Loyola or whatever, a Chicago basketball game that, like, his son played at.
Right.
And they were making comments out of it. Like, give me a break.
Come on, man. And the followers or the people that all these accounts were following, 53 of them were the same on all. And it was with that university too. So it was like his son and all of his teammates and all the coaches, like every single one of those accounts followed all of those people. So.
Yeah. Like one of them right here, like, this is great. This is Keith Pombay this is 2017. He goes, Sixers, Jahlil Okafor on past couple days, quote, it was just a weird situation. And this is just, I think, on like physicals or whatever. And then this one of the burner accounts, Eric Jr. It's at AlVic4011, blah, 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 says, ask Ja if he passed other team physical, ? He will not say not to lose other chance, but I bet the farm it's what happened. Like, commenting on, like, really personal things that you probably shouldn't know. There's so much more to the story, but where we're at now, and my favorite also is the whole collar thing, where people are making
the
fun
collar
of his collars.
With his weird big collars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, this is a normal collar.
Right,
find
here,
a new narrative.
This person goes, this dude just loves collars. And then this one, it's enough unknown sources. Is the account says, that is a normal collar. Move on. Find a new slant. Like, give me a break. What are you talking about? But the investigation, and as this is going on, the team is bracing for a dismissal. Boggs, I don't even know if you saw this. The investigation has now moved
to his wife.
To his wife.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because I saw a report, and I'm trying to find it right now, and it's pissing me off that I can't find it. I saw something that quoted that he said he didn't own four of the five.
Okay.
So he kind of like, but he, there's an admittance of that he owned one of them. And one of the more recent things I've seen, Derek Bodner, who covers the Sixers, he's a check mark, who's also absolutely ignored us in the past to come on our basketball show. So shout out to you, Derek. He said recently, late last night, the most underreported part of this story are the dozens. No, that's not it. Where is it? Here it is. If Colangelo's now admitting it was his wife, I can't see how he'd win that argument. The nature of the information released was way too sensitive to win back trust. So I mean, you know,
he's listening to Chris Carter. Find a fall guy.
Yeah,
the fall guy is his wife in this one.
That's not great. That's not great.
Let me ask you this. So this is how much worse, because we know this is worse than Kevin Durant, right? Like Kevin Durant had.
Yeah.
That,
well, Kevin Durant just
account.
Looked like an a-hole. Brian
Kevin
Colangelo looks
53 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Not this is not Kevin Durant 53.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant looked like an a-hole in the process of it. Brian Colangelo.
We look like a child, like a whiny baby. Like you go on and you make all these comments, you know, but at least it's like, okay, this is a superstar athlete. He's got a gigantic ego. He wants to defend himself on the social media he uses all the time. This is a business professional. This man should, like, there's no excuse for him. He should not care what local beat writers in Philly say. Or what fans have to say. He should go about doing his business and making the Sixers as great as he can and not be paying attention to
this. Well, the guy couldn't handle the hanky love. Like, here's what I don't understand. Many, many coaches and organizations have admitted to having burner accounts, but like they don't do anything with them. They just go on them to monitor players and stuff like that.
That's
like,
what I do. I go on to monitor.
You're monitoring potential
I'm monitoring all
employees.
The time, once a day at least.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's a little unhealthy, but sure, if you got to monitor
once
a day. I
think it's unhealthy. It keeps, you know.
Maybe, okay, yeah. Thank you. I think it's okay to, like, you know, do the monitoring, but when you go to the level of having 4 to 5 and your purpose is to go in and try to change the narrative and defend things and attack. He attacked Joel Embiid. He was like, let's, you know, use him till he's burned down. And, you know, it is funny because if you kind of look into some of it, like, you're like, why would Colangelo say some of these things? I guess I'm not super surprised if Colangelo's wife was this invested. Like, you could kind of see the narrative of some of the stuff that's being said coming from, like, a party that's super close to Brian Colangelo. You know what I mean? Like, you could, it makes a lot of sense that it could be a wife doing it, but it's beyond sociopathic. To have this type of stuff, to have 4 of them, the guy's burning down his players. I don't care what the end result of this is. He's got to go.
Do you think he's going to say, oh, no, it's all right, because I just took an Ambien and then I created 5 accounts and then I went on and said a whole bunch of horrible stuff on them?
I mean, sure. Yeah, I think.
Do you know where I'm coming from?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a Roseanne Colangelo. Yeah. I mean, that's a Friday night. We all take our Ambien and get on Twitter and we just start saying the most horrible, horrible things that we can possibly think of in our Ambien state.
He's got to go. He has to be fired for this immediately. And it's not because this is the worst thing that an executive can possibly do. The team has gotten better under Colangelo. A lot of people want to give Hinkie credit for that. That's fine. And Hinkie might come back for this. I think the best comment I saw on Reddit for this whole thing was Sam Hinkie died for this. And I thought that was pretty funny. But he's got to go just for the fact that you can't be a professional business and put up with things like this. This is childish. It's beneath an executive. You just can't do it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. More importantly, I mean, because literally, like, I'm not even looking right now. He could be gone at this moment. You know, we might not even see the news, and he could be out. He's good as gone.
Right.
But let me ask you, from a business personnel standpoint, is this the biggest screw up in sports management history? Is this the biggest egg on your face look? And I'm thinking, like,
trading Babe Ruth is pretty bad.
Okay, cause I guess I'm also thinking of, like, bad. Well, okay, think about this. What about Sterling?
Ooh, okay.
I mean, I guess that's the most hateful. If you put it in that perspective,
and Donald Sterling was an owner, like, I mean, you're right. I mean, he is a professional businessman. That's why he was, you know, an owner.
It's bad look.
It's really bad. I don't know if it's the worst thing ever. It's definitely the worst thing in a long time. You know, outside. Well, I mean, the Panthers owner had to give up his team. You know what I mean? Because he's saying a bunch of racist stuff.
Sterling did too. I mean, Panthers and Clippers both forced to sell their teams. And
right.
You know, there's a lot of rumors. My favorite one is Trent Baalke, former GM of the 49ers, this was rumored with him. Like, there were accounts destroy.
Coming out all over the place now.
Yeah, well, I mean, he doesn't matter anymore, though, because he's not relevant to this thing. Or
probably still looking for another job.
But I'm just saying he's not relevant to this situation anymore. But they were saying when he was with the 49ers, you know, he was out there trashing, you know, all the coaches and trashing all the decision makers. And he was the one that ratted on McLaughlin, I think it was, in Washington, or maybe it was the 49ers. You know, just like there's a lot of this stuff, but there's these vindictive people. Look at who's your guy? Who's your former offensive coordinator? Todd Haley. Yeah. He's another one of those guys. Just it's vindictive personalities that whether it's on the field or in this case, a really bad look.
Can't you just say that stuff? Like, you don't have to be damaging or hateful when you say stuff like that, but you can be a colorful character and be a coach or even an executive, a general manager. You can be that guy who just says whatever he thinks, you know what I mean? Instead of being the guy that is conniving and manipulative and going through with separate accounts,
yeah, look
and
at
saying stuff like that. This stuff is just ridiculous.
Who was?
It's cowardly. I think to be honest, like, that's the thing that bothers me the most about this. It's super cowardly.
Who? I can't think of his name. Bruce Arians. Like Bruce Arians, that guy said everything that was on his mind.
Anything,
at all times.
Didn't matter. We will cut you if you... He cut a dude because a guy parked in his spot twice.
He did an interview recently, post retirement, and he said, he's like, you know, I would tell guys, like, I will tell you exactly, you know, what's up. But when you walk into my office, or that's what he said. He's like, my office is open door, but when you walk in, you might not like what you're going to hear.
Right.
Yeah. You might not like what you're going to hear.
Just be honest.
Yeah. You just got to deal with it. All right. So here's the question. Bigger screw up of the weekend, Brian Colangelo or J.R. Smith? How about that? Let's talk about that on the other side. This is In This League, InThisLeague.com, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That's Bogman. I'm the Welsh. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Can't believe what fell. All your dreams. Yes. Pops down the drain. Let's play some
In This League.
Radio, we back in this league. Fantasy Sports Radio Network on the app, the FNTSY app, on the TuneIn, on the iHeart, all the places, plus on demand. Anytime you want to hear us. Over on Spotify, iTunes, whatever it is, just subscribe so you don't miss a minute of the action. You can listen to all of our shenanigans, the 3 hours of shenanigans that FNTSY
shenanigans
allows us to do. You mean the place with the stuff on the wall? Shenanigans. Oh. Love it. I want to rewatch that. See, that would be fun. That would be great. More fun content. We should do a live watch of Super Troopers. But we'll just get
Super
like,
Troopers.
Yeah, but we'll just get like, you know.
Still, Hazer still got to watch the cable guy.
A little inebriated. Yeah, I mean, he does owe us. I told you before, I think he'd rather never come on a show with us again, even though he says he pretends to like us, than watch that show.
We'll see.
I don't think so.
He's got to at least retry it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I would think. You would think.
Hey, I retried Taco Bell. Got to at least retry it.
Yeah, but I mean, he might need more than 18 years. When did Cable Guy come out? I'm gonna look. Okay, take a guess real quick.
1999.
I'm gonna say, oh man, really? I'm gonna say, I haven't hit it yet, I'm gonna say 1997. All right, Cable Guy release date is 96. June 14th. Bogman, we are almost on the 22nd anniversary.
Yeah,
of
that's
the Cable
longer
Guy.
Than Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Give it another try, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, 18 years. Our movie is It Can Legally Drink, Cable Guy. We should watch it on June 14th. I feel like we owe it to the Cable Guy.
June 14th, we have to watch it.
As it was his release date, 1996.
What is that? That's a Saturday. I mean, that could happen.
Maybe that's what maybe we'll do. That'll be some free content. Ooh, if we get 5 new people join up with the ITL Army and then let us know they're there for the cable guy, we'll do it.
All right. At least we won't have to watch
it. We will not have to watch it. That's a guarantee. I just set it up so we won't have to. All right. So, J.R. Smith. We got a couple things. We got lots of stuff to talk about here. Worst weekend. J.R. Smith or Brian Colangelo?
Well, I mean, Colangelo's going to lose his job, so.
It's definitely Colangelo. But.
It's close.
You know, here's why I would say it's not J.R. Smith in any capacity, though. Because if I were to tell you, Bogman, there's going to be a player on this game, in this game, who with 3 seconds left is going to not know the score and run away from the basket and not do anything with the ball as the game goes into overtime.
Well,
who would it be?
It'd be J.R. Smith, and we've seen him do this before. Like, this is not the first time that this has happened. He's done this before.
Because he's high. All the allegedly.
He's
all
on
the
Hennessy.
He's on Henny, like Joel Embiid said. Joel, did you see that tweet? Joel Embiid, I hate, and I think it's so shticky that we have to all be like, oh my God, who's your favorite Twitter? Joel Embiid's so great. But you know what? He's
sometimes
so good
the
at
right, the, you know, the most popular answer is the right answer.
You're so right. Because he tweeted that picture of J.R. Smith. He could barely open his eyes. It was just a funny gif. And he's like, he on that Henny. And I've never seen a player, like, I don't know how they don't drug test that guy every single day. Like Justin Verlander's suggestion every single day. Because that dude doesn't look like he knows what is going on. But that's my point. That's not going to faze him. That dude is here to shoot. He's a mascot. He's the Cavaliers mascot.
I know that everyone has said, like, you know, well, if there's anyone that can just play this off, it's J.R. Smith. And that's true. If there is anyone. The problem is I don't think there is anyone. So, I mean, this is okay. What's worse, this or Chris Webber in the college championship game? Not knowing how many timeouts were left, and he called a timeout, and it was a technical foul and all that stuff.
I mean, because this is a game one. Like, game one doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, but I mean, you could at least maybe give Weber an excuse, because it's like, that's the very beginning of his career. He's not even a pro yet. You know what I mean? It's the end of the game, all that stuff.
It's Weber. Yeah, I'm going to still say it's Weber. Bonehead plays in sports. Like, okay, do you have any others? This is a good topic. What other bonehead plays can you think of in sports?
I actually have a list here, and some of these, not.
Give me a link.
Some of these are not specific to players. Some of, like, the number one is Colorado's extra down. You know what I mean? So
what was it?
That was the referees. So
I don't remember that one. What was it?
That was the one where they gave Colorado a fifth down, and they won the game on the fifth down because the referees and the markers didn't go up and down. It was in the night. That was cool when Cordell Stewart was at Colorado, dude. It was a long time ago.
Like college football. Okay, wasn't following what you're talking about. I was like, wait. I was thinking what, the Broncos? What are you talking about?
Armando Galarraga's almost perfect game. That bad, horrible, horrible call by Jim Joyce is on there. Bill Buckner booting that ball is on this list. Let's see. There's a lot that I just – there's a lot of hockey ones. I don't know these hockey ones.
You know one that jumped out on top of my mind was – who was it? Was it Nate Newton and, like, was it Steve Tasker?
that was at the Super Bowl, yeah. Yeah, Jim Marshall running the wrong way when he picked up a fumble. He ran the wrong way and then spiked it in the end zone for a safety.
There's just kind of, like, no excuse. Because what did he – didn't J.R. Smith say, like, oh, well, I thought Lou was going to call a timeout. That was his excuse.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he said it like that. Like, I didn't hear him say it. I just saw that was something he said. He said, I was waiting for Ty Lue to call a timeout.
Buffalo soldier made in America.
How about the band coming on the field? Some of these are good. Dan Orlovsky just running out of the back of the end zone. When he was staring downfield.
I do remember that one.
Natalie Gilbert forgetting the words to the national anthem in the middle of singing it.
Which one was that?
Remember the girl who was singing the national anthem at the Trailblazers game? And
I feel like Christina Aguilera, didn't she?
She butchered.
I mean, that was
bad. That was Super Bowl 45. That was Steelers versus the Packers.
But she's on Ambien tweeting soon.
Chuck Knobloch is on this list from firing balls just into the crowd. Oh,
what
Bill Gramatica. Remember when Chuck Knobloch, like, he just couldn't throw the ball to first? He made 26 errors.
He couldn't throw the ball to first.
You don't remember that?
No.
Bill Gramatica jumps for joy, blows out his ACL.
Oh, I think that you just made me think of Gus Frerotte when he scored the touchdown and he headbutts the thing. And yeah.
That's on this list, too. And Jose Canseco having the ball go off his head and out. I mean, and Gus Frerotte's on there. And then Matt Hasselbeck guaranteeing that, we're going to get the ball and we're going to score in the playoffs against the Packers.
We're just gonna forget about this one. That's the only thing, my problem with this one. This is why it's not big enough.
I don't think we will, because I think it's been made. Look, in today's day and age, if something looks funny, people will make a meme out of it.
Okay,
that is what is going on with J.R. Smith right now. He is getting crushed in these memes.
Okay,
so
fantastic,
this is
going to
be a permanent
point.
Meme forever. We'll never forget about it.
That is a fantastic point, because it's kind of become an all-time meme right now of LeBron with his hand out and J.R. Smith just staring dumbly. My favorite one is – I just pulled up the one that's got LeBron holding the baby and Drake doing the hand-up thing like, no, no. A little Pusha T Drake thing. That's a funny one. The one that is it the Lansing Nuts or the Nashville whatever the team it's the minor league team that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. plays for. They have the meme up and it goes, "Will you call him up already?" And then it goes, "But he's only 19 years old." Like, that one I just love as a baseball person. Oh my God, there is.
It's being used for everything. I saw it in the Diamondback sub because all the Diamondback fans are angry that Alex Avila is playing and he's terrible, and John Ryan Murphy has been really, really good and he's not playing. So I mean, like, it's being used for everything, anywhere. That's why you'll never forget this moment. I actually saw one better than the actual meme, and it said, "Who wore it better?" And it was LeBron's face in this meme after J.R. Smith didn't shoot the ball, and next to Richard Sherman after they threw an interception at the end of the Super Bowl.
I'm going through these because we have an article pulled up. SI did an article on it's Friday's Hot Clicks, the best meme of J.R. Smith outrageous blunder. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just the now thing. I am dying from this one with Drake and the baby. is killing me.
Like, there's a pretty good caption here. By the way, there's one that says right here, "It looks like the SNL sketch where Peyton Manning is playing football with the children."
It's another one. It's the one with, you know, the girl walking by and the guy with his girlfriend and, you know, looking away. And the guy has J.R. Smith's head. The hot girl where he's looking says, "We're ahead." And then the girlfriend is LeBron with his hands out. These are good. This is, you know what? Fantasy sports and memes, I think, are the thing that
are
holding sports up.
I like this one. It says, "When people stop at yellow lights."
Oh, dang it. God dang it.
The caption thing is pretty good here, too.
Is there going to be a better moment in this series than that right there? I don't think there's going to be a better moment.
I don't know. Like, I think this series could be pretty damn good if Cleveland – I mean, Cleveland played – they should have won this game. You know what I mean? Like, you knew as soon as J.R. Smith screwed this up, and it went into overtime, you're like, this game's over. Like, Golden State is going to smash them in overtime.
Well,
this
huge misstep not being able to take that down, by the way.
You have a chance to beat the best team.
You got to win on the road. You got to try to win on the road.
They physically have to win one game in Oakland to win the series. So they're going to have to win. But you just knew, like, this screw up was going to sink them. And it did. You know what I mean? LeBron had an all-time finals performance. He scored 50 points. I think they said it was the third most points ever scored in a finals game. Michael Jordan and Elgin Baylor were the two ahead of him. So you know, it's going to take a lot of people talk about how this is the worst team that LeBron has drugged to the finals and all that stuff. And I mean, it's pretty close because he's had some ugly rosters. I mean, he had one where it was like Anderson Barishaw was his next best player, you know, Jose Calderon, you know, guys like that were in there too. But they had to win that game, and they didn't. You know what I mean? I think the series is probably already over.
I'm sorry. I just posted this. You have to click on this. This might be the best one of all of the memes, but it's a full video meme. It's from ballislife.com. So it's the whole scene. And then when J.R. Smith starts to run away, it cuts to him running into a liquor store. And LeBron yes. puts his hand on his head. And then he's walking out with a bottle of Hennessy. And the music behind it is from Curb. It's da 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 da. It's the Curb Your Enthusiasm music. The internet's the greatest thing of all time.
I saw this earlier, and it said, good God, I love the internet. There he goes. There he goes, right into the liquor store. He walks out with Hennessy. That's too good.
Are you going to – how much of this series are you invested in? Are you going to – like, did that invest you the rest of the way?
I know
you're, like, Rockets upset and everything. But I'm saying, like, did that reinvigorate – because I almost think, like, there's a reinvigoration of, like, we kind of got to see what happens in game two. Like, I think there's a lot of people out there that are going to wait for a game, like a deciding game in the series to really invest. But with just, I don't know, the closeness of the game, how easy the whole thing, like how well the teams played against each other, plus the shenanigans. You had a brawl that practically broke out because Tristan Thompson, yeah. when he's not cheating on Khloe Kardashian, he's also throwing balls in people's face.
I mean, people in Phoenix have to be pissed off about this thing. Because
with Love.
Yeah, well, Kevin Love came off the bench and he went into the middle of that fray, and he's not going to get suspended. And, you know, people in Phoenix are pissed about that because if you remember back to 2007, yes, see, the Welsh remembers. Amari Stoudemire and Boris Diaw were suspended for Game 7 against the Spurs.
And Tim Duncan wasn't.
Yeah, and Tim Duncan wasn't, right. And that's, you know, that's why everyone in Phoenix was calling the Spurs the San Antonio Stearns. And then everyone in San Antonio was calling people in Phoenix the Kleenex.
The Kleenex Suns. I never heard that before. That's pretty
good. You never heard that? Yeah, it was pretty good, man.
I wish J.R. Smith had a burner account. I bet he does.
You know he does.
No, nah, I don't know.
He slides
what?
In those DMs.
J.R.'s just a different dude. He's cut from a completely different mold. Like that
you
guy.
There's just no way he can't bother him.
Just not, I don't think anything bothers
him. It's definitely
that guy.
Going to bother him.
I don't know. I think
you can't recover from this.
That guy can't open his eyes more than 30%. That guy has 5/10
Michael
vision.
Beasley.
He has like 10/10 vision. There's no way. And the other half is smoke clouded. That guy doesn't I'm telling you, he's just a different cat. He like the normal things don't
affect
him.
Okay, here. This or Plexico?
Oh, is dumber?
Yeah.
But Plexico Burris shot himself in sweatpants.
Right. But it wasn't during the Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl after that.
If that happened in Game 7, that is something we never forget for the rest of eternity.
I think this meme, I don't know. I don't think that this is just going to be... You know,
I don't think this will be the biggest. I'm not even sure if that meme it will be top five J.R. Smith meme. Number one will be high looking him. The other one will be how about the one? Remember the shirtless with the parking garage and all the people sitting on behind?
I don't remember that one.
I mean, that was when they won the championship, a classic moment. And do you remember he went on that like 3 month thing of not wearing a shirt? He didn't wear a shirt for like 3 months. And then the first time he put on a shirt was when he went on a golf course because he was forced to.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember any of this. I mean, J.R. Smith is cut from a completely
different
Smith
moment. Is like a role player, man. I don't remember. Like, that's why I think this will be remembered and that stuff won't. You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember that stuff because I don't follow J.R. Smith during not the basketball season. I don't care. You know, don't wear as many shirts as you want. It doesn't make any difference to me. But when you're on the biggest stage in your sport, you know, you're playing the opening game of the finals and you screw up that big. And to be honest, when he was like dribbling away, I'm like, did they just win? I thought it was tied. Like I thought I was wrong for a second. I was like, of course J.R. Smith would know. He's a professional athlete. He plays on the team. Oh, my God, I'm right and he's wrong.
Oh, he doesn't know what is happening. Exactly.
Right.
All right. Well,
exactly.
We're coming up to the end of the hour. Don't go anywhere because we have got two more hours for you. Got to talk about some baseball. And also, I want to hit back on our poll that we put out there. I actually put a tweet out there people can check out asking, what place have you sworn off? We got some comments in here, so we'll talk about the place that you refuse, the fast food place you refuse to eat at. We're going to talk baseball. Clayton Kershaw, a couple pitchers return from the DL, right back on it. That is a huge deal.
And so, it's gone.
And it's gone. Get back to the DL. You're not coming back. You got to strain something or other. So don't go anywhere. That's Bogman. I'm the Welsh. This is In This League. We'll be back for hour two.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.